Well, it's always nice to bring this next person on, neighbor on, as a guest, and that is Sam Posey. And Sam and I talked for the past several years about the different art contests and exhibitions that are going on at Indian Mountain School, and another one is coming up, this time celebrating water. Sam, nice to speak to you again.
Oh, Miles, it's great to talk to you. It's amazing that it's now been 6 years since the first of these shows. Inaugurated with the aim of sort of baptizing our new building.
Well, the new building has been baptized, and you've had plenty of fine art there. What I like about this release that I see here, for some reason, Sam, they included a picture of yours from 1990, which is a stunning picture of a bed of water in between, of course, the hills, and in the foreground, some more greenery and evergreens.
Yeah, well, Sherry picked that out. So she seemed to have remembered it. She moves all our artwork around for us, and I was thrilled when I saw the thing because I thought it was kind of a half-baked painting, really, but yet it reproduced so beautifully. I'm really, really proud of it now.
Well, what we're talking about here is the art, and the art is going to be hanging in the Student Center Gallery from February 1st through March 2nd. The opening reception is February the 1st from 5 until 8 p.m. The great thing about this exhibition is that, once again, it is not only a show and exhibition, but there's prizes awarded to the different artists, right, Sam?
Exactly. The winning prize is $5,000, which is nothing to sneeze at. Second place is $3,500, and third place is $1,500. So it totals $10,000. And what's so fabulous about it is that when the artists, I mean, there are three winners out of 22, 24 paintings, depending on the size, how many we get hung there. And the artists are so surprised because it's a long shot to win. And usually there's one painting that stands out from the others, or a photograph, or both. But it's very unpredictable. I mean, last year we had 60 applicants for the 24 slots.
Well, what's great about this. This is really for any artist that wants to participate. Not only is it an exhibition and a show, and there's prizes, it's juried. So, in just getting in should be an honor, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the jury comprised this year of three distinguished artists. I'm not going to give you the names yet because it may be four or two or something, but they're top people. So we've never heard any complaints about the jurors because I think we've been very lucky to have top guys.
And another thing that's great about this exhibition and contest is that the proceeds from the sale of the artwork get split 50-50 with IMS to put back into the school and into the art.
Yeah, it's great. I appreciate very much your being on top of all this. Sometimes I forget myself what the hell we're doing.
It happens to me all the time. but what's great about this is now the show's got legs under it, Sam. You know, after the first couple of years, you get legs on it. I think this is something that artists now throughout the region look forward to. Now, there's a deadline, right, that they have to participate. They have to get their submissions in by midnight on Sunday, January 14th.
That's exactly right. I'm checking my notes here. That's exactly it.
So if you're an artist out there and you're listening, you can email your entry. You need the title, the dimensions, and medium of the piece, where the artwork is depicted, a biography of yours, and a price of the piece. And then artists will be notified by the 19th of January, you say, and they have to deliver it by the 26th. But then February 1st to March 2nd is when the show runs, with the opening reception on February 1st from 5 to 8. And that opening reception is nice because people not only get to mingle with one another, but I would believe the artists that are selected and also members of the art community in general.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We've had very good attendance from the artists themselves, which makes it so much more appealing because when a prize is announced, one of our members of the committee will do that. The artist comes up and just talks about their piece a little bit. adds to it, I think, for the spectators or whatever you might label the onlookers. It's really neat because the artist is frankly flushed with excitement, and we are too.
Well, what's great about this is that your involvement in art and your paintings. Now, I know you're involved in another project now, but are you still painting at home prolifically?
Yeah, prolifically is the right word. I've been churning them out. I love painting. It's the best thing for me physically, and I enjoy it tremendously. The show at the Rob Ober Gallery in Kent, which ran from mid-September for a month, was a great success. We had sales as far away as California and Chicago, and it was really a wonderful turnout. Frank Stella, my friend and the great artist, came and actually had words of praise for me, which he rarely does.
Well, once again, these works of art will be hanging at the beautiful Student Center Gallery space at India Mountain February 1st until March the 2nd. The opening reception is Thursday, February 1st from 5 until 8 p.m., and that is the art contest and exhibit at India Mountain School. Sam, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Miles, it's certainly a pleasure for me to speak to you, so that's a mutual attraction, I guess you could say.